Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hi, and welcome back. Well, we're going to talk about Fright Night with mites and other critters that walk around on your eyelids when you don't know it. And I'm so grateful to having Dr. Arthur Epstein back, a prominent physician from Phoenix, Arizona, who has understood this far greater than any colleague of mine in ophthalmology that I know of. So, Art, thanks for coming back and sharing how you treat the mites and the other buggers that bother your eyelids.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Actually, I'm not sure that's a good distinction. It's kind of scary to patients when they think of the things that crawl around the eyelids and think about all of the things that can cause problems that we didn't even know about. Sometimes they get a little nervous, especially when you show them the things themselves.
Well, then what's interesting is that our vision is about 80% of our connection to the world. So those eyelids or windshield wipers are rather important. So how did you get interested in Demodex and other things like that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I grew up in New York. I went to school in New York. I practiced in New York and eventually got on the road speaking and consulting and ended up in Arizona. And when I got to Arizona, I realized the greatest opportunity was dry eye. And when you start looking at patients who have dry eye, some of them are relatively easy to take care of, especially today. We understand a lot more about it than we did, but some of them aren't. And when you can't find simple solutions, you look for the hidden ones and the more difficult and obscure ones to find. And certainly Demodex is among them. Our appreciation of bacteria on the lid surfaces has also tremendously changed over the last few years. We used to think that it was normal to have staph bacteria, for example, in relatively small numbers, keep away more pathogenic bacteria. We now realize that these staph bacteria, these mites, can play a major role in how the patient sees and how the patient feels. And in some cases, in some areas, this can be a major, major problem. What's really interesting is that it varies from locale to locale. For example, if you live on the coast, you're much more likely to experience Demodex. At least that's been my experience. If you live in a warm, moist area, you're more likely to experience Demodex. And apparently they have a preference for sunny, warm climates.
Kind of like an eyelid gland.
Yeah. And actually, you know, I think of the lids as kind of like Jurassic Park. They're all kinds of scary little things around there. So Demodex are interesting. They're actually quite fascinating. Been with us since the beginning of time. In fact, a recent study showed that they are linked to families. They're not easily transferred from person to person. So your great grandparents and probably even way back had the same genetic makeup for their Demodex as you do today. And most of them are quiet. They don't bother patients, but when they get angry and when they get aggressive, they can cause all kinds of problems with swelling and with malfunction and secondary problems with dry eye, visual problems, for example, cosmetic problems. And these things are often very, very difficult to track down. As you know, I'm sure you know, these were the patients who would come in with these horrible red, swollen lids that no one could figure out. We'd go through the typical medications, you know, the combination steroids, antibiotics. We'd use lid scrubs, and the patients would come back, and often would go from doctor to doctor frustrated. And now we recognize it's Demodex, and I think we've met an enemy that we can vanquish with the right things.
Well, you know, it's interesting that cataract surgery is kind of the talisman of ophthalmology. And the effort has always been to reduce intraocular infections. And sort of the lid has sort of been ignored along the way because the iodine you put on sort of works for a while and the antibiotics work for a while. But never the full attention to the lid flora like it should be. And it only comes out when all these people keep coming back for these multiple visits with inconclusive results. And what have you found is your regimen for treating these folks?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. In fact, I think the most progressive ophthalmologists and optometrists who work with them now look at the lids as so critical to good surgical outcomes, especially with some of the premium IOLs that are very demanding of precise potential acuity. So for all our patients, we've fallen in love with a product called Avenova. And Avenova is really interesting. It's a naturally produced substance. It's called Nutrox. I guess in technical terms, we call it hypochlorous acid, although that sounds kind of scary. It's produced by white cells in the body, and it does a number of things that are quite remarkable. The first thing is it kills bacteria. It is very effective at doing that. It also blocks the toxins. Bacteria love to kill one another. You know, the strong survive. That's how they evolve and mutate. And bacteria also like to infect. They like to invade, so they release a number of enzymes that break down tissues. Some of those enzymes get into the tear film. Lipase is an enzyme that breaks down lipid. And when it breaks down the lipid layer that's part of the tear film, we now view the tear film as very, very complex. It can destroy vision. It can actually make vision very, very difficult, make comfort very difficult, and causes dry eye even in patients that would seem otherwise normal. And also it creates a great environment and food for Demodex. So in many of these patients, we see an overgrowth of Demodex. So hypochlorous acid can be very effective in making the neighborhood rather unfriendly to those little buggers.
Well, that's an interesting neighborhood. So how do you recommend people use Avenova, and how can they get it?
You know, it's interesting. I grew up in an interesting neighborhood in the Bronx, so I'm very aware of those kinds of buggers. So Avenova is an Rx product that has to be prescribed by a doctor. Next time you go in to see your ophthalmologist or your optometrist, you can ask about your lids and lid health and ask if Avenova would be appropriate for you. The doctor can write an Rx, which would be filled by your pharmacy, and the pharmacy generally can arrange insurance and coverage for most people. And some doctors, like myself, for example, we provide Avenova in our office because we do so much dry eye. The first question we get from patients is, where do I get the stuff? And I always smile and say, we have whatever you need here. More as a service to the patients than anything else. And many ophthalmologists, as you know, at this point are, you know, very, very concerned about preoperative conditions, reducing overpopulation of bacteria just to ensure, reduce the likelihood of infection. Get rid of the Demodex, stabilize the entire ocular surface and tear film. It's actually a very exciting time. I think we understand more about the ocular surface now than certainly we have, and it's been almost exponential in terms of how much we've learned over the last few years.
Well, I'd like to thank you for what you taught me, because selling the product in the office gives the patient about a 75% discount and mm-hmm. makes the whole process a lot easier and improves compliance.
Absolutely.
And the fact also that Avenova may work its way up into our armamentarium to be even used as the post-op antibiotic instead of using something you can get resistance to, because it's my impression that we don't get resistance to this chemical. Am I correct?
Exactly. I'm seeing the exact same thing. In fact, we're starting to use it for example, adenoviral infections. And this may sound crazy. I know the package labeling for Avenova is that you spray it on a cotton round and you apply it to your lids. But for some patients, I have them just aim the sprayer at their eyes, close them, spray onto each eye, and then flutter their eyelids for a few seconds, keep their eyes closed for about 10 seconds, and just wipe away the remainder.
Sounds like Jonas Salk, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That all of a sudden you got something that kills everything and doesn't kill you.
Yeah, and it's made by the body, and that's isn't that how it always works, that we figured out what nature figured out eons ago? And those are the best discoveries.
It's like take this root 2,000 years ago, and now we're making the root into a pharmaceutical.
And the beautiful thing about it is that it came from, you know, saving people's limbs from flesh-eating bacteria.
It's, tremendous,
you know, one of
tremendous.
The best ways of doing it, yeah.
Thanks so much, Dr. Arthur Epstein. Phoenix, Arizona, the man to see with a red eye, probably for a lot of other things because he's a very wise ophthalmologist. And I'm so fortunate to have him as a colleague and a guest on the show. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information of mites, bad eyes, etc., RadioMD.com, go to my show page.